Good morning, Chairman Reed, Ranking Member Inhofe, and distinguished members of this committee. Thank you for the opportunity to appear today. It is a great honor to be the President's nominee to lead U.S. AFRICOM. I am grateful to the trust and confidence extended by him, the Secretary of Defense, the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and the Commandant of the Marine Corps. I would also like to recognize the current commander, General Townsend, and his wife, Melissa, for their decades of selfless service to our nation. As many nominees have said in testimony before me, military families formed a bedrock upon which our Joint Force readiness stands. My family is no different. Joining me today from Fort Worth, Texas, are my father, retired U.S. Air Force Master Sergeant Willie C. Langley, and my stepmother, Ola Langley, who I affectionately refer to as Two Mama. My father dedicated 25 years to the defense of our nation, and my stepmother is a retired frontline supervisor at our U.S. Post Office. I'm also accompanied by my sister Sharon from Poughkeepsie, New York, and my sister Cheryl from Keller, Texas. My family is a personal example, and continual encouragement have been a constant source of strength for me. Without their support, I would not be here today. I would also like to take a moment to recognize my colleague, Lieutenant Brian Fenton, and his wife, Dawn. Simply put, there is no better choice to lead the service members and families of U.S. Special Operations Command. If confirmed, I look forward to working with a professional of his caliber to address the challenges and opportunities in Africa. Now, the global security environment we're witnessing today is the most challenging I've seen throughout my 37 years. The 53 nations within U.S. AFRICOM area of responsibility are not immune from the systemic effects of ongoing global tensions, and there are many additional transregional struggles unique to the continent. These challenges cannot be solved by military power alone. They require integration of diplomatic efforts from the Department of State, development endeavors from USAID, and comprehensive strategies from other allies and partners operating in Africa. If confirmed, I will work with these stakeholders in pursuit of common goals. The command will continue to address the dual challenges of strategic competition and violent extremism. The People's Republic of China and the Russian Federation continue to expand their access and influence across the continent. Simultaneously, organizations such as Al-Shabaab, ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and JNIM expand their reach and threaten American citizens and our interests. If confirmed, I will campaign to address these issues and work with fellow combatant commanders to ensure our plans are integrated across the globe. I pledge to be forthright with this committee in regards to resourcing our strategies and articulate to you the attendant risk. I am enthusiastic to engage across the whole government to faithfully execute the policies and orders of the President and the Secretary of Defense while being transparent with timely to this body and other oversight committees regarding the resources and posture required to do so. Chairman Reed, Ranking Member Inhofe, distinguished members of this committee, it is an honor to sit before you today, and I look forward to answering your questions.